Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Midweek, it's a Wednesday, of course, and I'm joined by Crypto Queen in the middle of getting a tattoo done, a full back tat. It's a 10 sessions tat. There's been a bit of a crypto sell-off, hasn't there? Of late, and I see people starting to fret a little bit, and that's obviously, when does this fret turn into a full-on sell-off, you know? But I'm looking at it in the top 100 cryptocurrencies: Nexus, Experience, whatever that is, Tron, Redcoin, Dent, Verge, Digital Note, Augur, Dogecoin. These are some of the biggest falls. Ripple's down. They're all falling a little bit, aren't they? BitShares.
And you know, the popular ones like Ripple have been down 20% today. Bitcoin was down 10% earlier, but it's having a little bit of a bounce. And to be honest, it's prompting a whole bunch of other stuff to bounce. I hate to say this, but, you know, potentially Ripple and Lumen and some of these more popular ones are on kind of a really good support level. I wouldn't be surprised to see a decent bounce in them.
Well, you know, maybe it's the bounce that'll pull people in before the big fall. You know, before actually that people start realizing that these things are majorly over. I mean, listen, I like the space.
Ray of sunshine this morning, aren't you?
Yeah. Hey, no, let's be honest. I mean, it's phenomenal, the valuations of these things. But if you can make money on them, Absolutely. You can. And you can make money on them. Of course you can, if you know what you're doing. Always be careful, though. Always realize, you know, sooner or later, things do come into, you know, traditional valuation metrics. I've always said this, you know. And I think in hindsight, I don't know when it'll be, 5-10 years maybe, I don't know when, we'll look back and say, do you remember the crypto bubble? I don't know how long it'll take, but I mean, you know, it's really frenetic, the space. I really enjoy it. I really like it. And, you know, I'm looking to invest in an ICO in a bit, hopefully. I'm not going to mention what it is because, you know, it's been selling out in seconds.
So, don't want to be shilling it selling out in seconds.
Yeah, I don't want to be, yeah, exactly, but there we are. It's an exciting space, and you can make lots of money, of course. And I think, but there's still, I think, opportunity, because there's current cryptocurrencies there, you know, it's still with less than a million market cap, or less than 5 million market cap, and they're rising like crazy and falling like crazy. So I think that's where, you know, if anything, as long as they've got a decent offering. What, I don't understand. What are most of these companies doing? Why? I mean, do they honestly?
I know.
Do they honestly think we need 2,000 currencies? I don't know. I mean, some of them are doing.
Because they have practical applications, don't they? Libraries,
some of them,
and medicals, or
yeah, some of them, but some of them just have
a lot of them. I have to say, a lot of these are tokens, and they're for infrastructure projects, and they're the ones I really like.
Yeah,
it'd be things that make them go faster or work better.
Those
are probably favourite ones.
Thing is, though, I don't understand it. Most people don't. And the rise is, that's why it's happening. It's like, you know, people can't sort of figure out what's going on here. It's like, most people just go with it. Just go with it. And, you know, I just think if you're making lots of money here, put some aside here. Because, you know, you never know when this is a very volatile market.
Yes.
And, you know, this is, and AIM is volatile, but not compared to crypto. Crypto is super volatile. It is the Wild West. But, it's nuts. I was looking one day, 7 days, this one currency gone up. I'll have a look now, right? It's almost like 6,000% in 7 days. And thinking, that is nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So, okay, let's
talk. But Ripple did that. But now Ripple is bouncing. Like, this is a chart of Ripple US dollar. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to it, and we'll go zooming out. And so this one went from, you know, the lows, so the low on the 8th of December, the low was sort of 0.2 of a penny. So it went from 0.2 to 3.3.
Oh, all right.
0.2 I'm looking to 3.3. That's insane.
I'm looking at a coin called Cider, S-Y-D-E-R. It's done 3,000% in 7 days.
S-Y-D-E-R?
Yeah, but it hasn't got any market cap. I don't understand on coin.
Yeah.
So the next one with the market cap, 808 coin, that's done 1,390% in 7 days. So, it's nuts. let's look at some charts here on AIM. I can't see your thing on. Someone
yes,
did say...
Sir.
on Facebook, I'll address this. So can you get the video in better quality? We can't because we do it on Facebook and they don't do
They need to toggle. They can see us in HD. If they use the little toolbar at the bottom right, they can switch it. Please switch to HD. We're broadcasting in HD.
Okay, all right. No, this is a guy. When I uploaded the video to YouTube, it was in not good quality. Anyway, listen, now let's go with first request is Fast Forward Innovations. That's FFWD. It's an investment company. And in fact, I'm saying, you know, one of the reasons why people are bullish on this because they have a sort of, I think just below 4% stake in Factum, you know, which is, what's the market cap of that? And, you know, I'm not trying to talk anything down, but...
The market cap of Factum is $569 million.
And I'm just saying, people are hoping this will double trouble. Listen, okay, I'm being the sourpuss here, but I'm thinking, what's the real value of this? What is this? Listen, people will shut me down. I know Fast Forward is very popular stock, but I think we're all thinking in the bubble here.
Factum down was down a lot more earlier. It's down 11% on the day. Here though, we've seen a very sharp reversal, more than we would want to see in an uptrend. After we made new highs above the January highs, we should have held on and kept going. So why have we stopped here? I've got a weekly chart up. If I measure from the lows January 2015 to the highs that we made in 2016, and from the lows, you can see we made a perfect ABC correction at 27.85. So from there, we would expect this to now retrace at least 50% of the entire rally. So I'm going to measure from that 2015, a low again in Factum. And that says that the 50% is at 16.97. So we're nearly there. We're at 18.55, another two, and we're down at the important all-time 50% high to low retrace level. And that number again, 16.978.
Yeah, okay, cool.
If that should find some support there if it's going to keep going higher and bounce. If it doesn't, then the next support is 13.81. That's the 61.8 of the all-time high. So 16.97 or 13.81. If you're not a long in the stock and you've been looking for a really good pullback to get in on it, then 16.97 or that 13 number are the levels to watch. And they would be, you know, there are people who like this who are going to be lining up to buy it.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not knocking this investment here. I mean, I think it's a very shrewd investment. You've got to have some exposure to blockchain. But I'm just questioning the value of all cryptocurrencies at this level. And I'm just thinking, we don't know what they're worth. We don't know. And these market caps are phenomenal. You know, they are really up there. And so I was thinking, to generate that kind of... For example, if you put on a metric of a PE of 10, for example, that would need to generate, you know, $70 million of profit a year. But at the moment, yeah. I don't know what it's generating. I don't know what it's generating anything, is it? That's not Factum. There's loads of companies. And to be honest, Factum is one of the ones I did hold. I held some tokens of that company because I quite like their business. But I'm just questioning the valuations of these companies. You know, all of them. It's all nuts, it seems.
Yeah. I think a little bit frothy. And the other thing, you know, if you look at any kind of momentum oscillator, we've got an RSI on this one. You know, we hit 90. Whenever you hit 90 or 10, they're either a sell or a buy. Like, you know, it just got very, very up there. So.
Okay.
Great opportunity coming. 16.97 or 13.8.
Listen, I think, you know, you've got to have exposure to these, the cutting-edge tech stocks. But you've also got to keep an eye on the valuations a little bit, you know. Okay, Greatland Gold, GGP. What do you reckon, Nicola?
GGP, you know, we've been going sideways in GGP since October. And so if I zoom out to the weekly chart again, if you look at from the highs that we made in 2010 to the lows that we made in 2016, we're hovering underneath the 50% of that. And that 50% level is 2.35. Any daily close above 2.35 now, and I think that this one goes higher. We haven't quite, I thought, you know, we nearly made it last week. We nearly really did. I think that this next swing higher on the RSI, I think we're going to stay in this range between 1.8 and 2.2, but the next swing higher that we should be looking for should take us out of it. And then our next upside target is all the way up there, believe it or not, at 4.7. Hooray!
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Wayne says, I watched this blog by casting the video through the Google to my big screen TV from teeny tiny phone. Quality is top and the numerals are easy to read. Yeah.
Thanks!
Yeah, so that's good. Thanks for that, Wayne. And I think the issue was, I download this video and put it on YouTube as well. I think the loss of quality is in the download of the processing.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Wayne. All right, next one is Hydrodeck. And of course, do you remember Hydrodeck have an oil that's called Superfine? That's trademarked. That's their brand, Superfine.
This one is exciting.
Oh, is it? Oof. Go on.
Yeah.
Go on.
Because again, here's another weekly chart, and we're looking at for bottoming, really done really really nicely bottoming in 2017 and turned higher. We had this big pivot level at 3, that was the highs in June 2016, and the highs again in February 2017, and again in April, and that's where we stalled in December. And this week we've got above them. So now 3 support becomes resistance, resistance becomes support. 3 is now support for us to continue higher. That's the low today. You should be able to buy this, and it shouldn't come back again below 3. In all things being equal, yes. I would put it a little bit lower just in case. So where are we going to go next? 4.64 is the first fib target, and then 6.76. They're both very nice support and resistance levels as well. 4.6 and 6.76 on this lovely inverted head and shoulders bottom, and maybe a bit of a cup and handle bottoming in Hydrodeck.
Yes, lovely. I'll have a cup with a handle. I hate having cups with no handle, especially with hot drinks in them, because it's hard to hold, isn't it? All right, yeah. Listen, no problem, Stephen. Thanks, Stephen. Thanks for covering GGP. That's Stephen there on Facebook. Okay, next one is Urals Energy, UEN. It's going to quite popular, this stock. What do you reckon, Nicola? UEN.
Yeah, Urals Energy. Everybody's watching this saying, is this going to bottoming? On a big weekly view, we're looking to make a higher low and reverse the trend. And on the daily chart here in Euros Energy, we've just done that. We've just taken out those November highs a little bit, and then we've stalled. I'm going to put my fibs on from highs to lows, so from the May 2015 highs to the lows that we've got here, and that says that 80.61 is the first fib target and important resistance. So a daily close above 80.61, and we should go to 97.69, which is the next fib level and the 200-day moving average yet. I'm quite positive on this one. If I look down to the 20 and the 50 moving average, we've just got that bullish cross. And so I think a little bit of consolidation because we've got a little bit stretched. And then we should have another go at that 80.61 level and carry on higher.
Okay, cool. And Nick, on the fly, can you do this? Will, nice guy, Will. I know Will on Twitter, and it's an HMI, which is Harvest Minerals. Can you have a look at that? And while you're bringing it up, I want to chat about sort of valuations. And I did a while back, I looked through top 100 rising stocks, across all sectors on a filter there, and I found that 51% of the 51 stocks, which is 51% of the stocks, were sub 50 million market cap. That's just after they doubled, trebled. Of course, the biggest rise of the year. So after they doubled, trebled. So the sweet spot is somewhere below 25 million market cap. And when you're looking at, trying to find baggers, you've got to imagine, if you're looking at a company that's 100 million market cap or even 50 million market cap and you want it to double, it's going to create another 50 million, worth of value.
Exactly.
It's going to create another 50 million worth of value. Now, that's very hard compared to a company that's valued at 5 million market cap who needs to go to 10 million. That all they've got to do is create 5 million worth of value. And that can happen quite easily in an listed company when there's been no news or there's been a seller pushing the stock down. So all they have to do is release something. And, that's easy re-rate. From 5 million to 10 million is a lot easier than going from 50 million to 100 million. And if you look at some of these cryptocurrencies, if they've valued at, say, a market cap of 500 million to double, they have to create 500 million dollars pretty much worth of value creation there. That's hard. That's really hard. And so I'm just saying, when you look at the stocks, look at the market cap, not the share price. The market cap is very important. And most multi-baggers are sub, I'd say, 25 million. Easy, make it easier. Anyway, have you got HMI up there, Nicola?
I've got HMI up. Okay.
It's so annoying. I know about HMI, and I quite like the stock, and it's very annoying. Yeah, it starts to make a move, and it pulls it.
But it's in really nice consolidation. Listen, the main indicator of a trend in any stock is that 200-day moving average, and we're trading pretty nicely above it. We've gone as far above it as we were below it, you know, from the lows last June. So we are consolidating and letting this 200 moving average catch up. If you draw a fib retracement from the highs that we made in December 2016 to the lows that we made in June of last year, we're between that 61.8 and 38.2. We're in that golden ratio zone again, where the market likes to try and find balance. And if I measure an ABC correction, so two equal measured moves lower from the high that we made on the 28th of November, I'm just going to do it simply with a trend line like this and show people. So that's the first swing lower, and there's the second swing lower. Then you can see that an ideal ABC takes us back to this 13 level. So I think we dropped around 13.1, and then we should see a bounce. That would be a bullish ABC correction back to the 38.2, and I'm looking to rally there. But I would make sure you've got an alarm there if it comes back to 13.10.
Yeah.
Well, it's a really great place to buy it.
Well, hopefully the certification of their fertilizer is going to be happening, and that'll mean they can sell properly into the market there. Brazil, which is very fertilizer hungry, and they've got their own organic product that's produced locally, very cheap to produce as well, and an excellent margin. They produce it to make $7 per ton and sell it $60 per ton. So the upside of that is going to be good.
That's HMR. It looks a bit gloomy at the moment, but have faith. 13.10 should be great.
As George Michael say, gotta have faith in the good.
That was such a good song, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was.
The denim cowboy, wasn't he? lovely, Nick, thanks for that. And
if you
want to see the video, by the way, you can see it on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/.
Blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.